right now in our interview about ABBA, where we've been talking with fantastic different people, we are now coming to the last interview in this project, and we are calling all the way to Sweden, to Stockholm, where we are finding the director of the ABBA Museum, and we are having Mattias Hansson on the phone. And welcome to you, Mattias.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here with you.
We are very happy that you could be on the line with us. It's great for us. And Mattias, to our listeners, will you be so kind here in the beginning to tell us a bit about what is the ABBA Museum?
Well, ABBA the Museum in the city center of Stockholm opened in 2013 and has become rapidly one of the main tourist attractions in Sweden. And that is not mainly because of the museum, of course, but it's mainly because of the success of the ABBA songs. So ABBA produced and performed almost 100 songs during their heydays between 1972 and 1982. And up to this date, their records has sold almost 500 million copies around the world, which make ABBA the fourth best-selling recording artist in the history of pop music. So maybe you can help me with the top three, who is above ABBA. Do you know who the three are?
I have one expectation I want to guess. I will guess about Beatles and maybe also Elvis.
You're correct. It's Beatles, Elvis, and Michael Jackson. And then on the fourth place is ABBA.
Correct.
So what this means is that there's obviously a lot of people around the globe willing to have a place to come and worship their heroes. And now there is a place for that, and that's ABBA the Museum in Stockholm, Sweden. It's a highly interactive museum. It's both filled with memorabilia, but also filled with fun stuff. It's probably, you can say, ABBA the Museum is the modern link between a museum and an amusement park. So there's lots of fun things for you to do, interactive stuff. You can sing and dance. And obviously, we have all the ABBA memorabilia. So if you want to worship one of the biggest pop acts in the history of pop culture, please come and visit. And do as many Danes do. We have lots of Danes coming and lots of people from other countries. Actually, Swedes are the smallest target group for us.
Oh, that's very interesting, actually. So many, many worshippers of ABBA from all around Europe are coming to your museum already.
Yeah, so more than 70% of our visitors is from other countries than Sweden. And obviously, since we're such a small country and they have sold so many records, obviously most of the fans is from somewhere else. So it's no rocket science, but we welcome all. All and everyone is welcome. We have lots of kids and babies coming, and all the way up to the elderly coming to dance and sing at ABBA the Museum. And isn't it funny that there are so few popular culture museums in Europe, when popular culture is our biggest form of culture?
Indeed.
I hope that ABBA the Museum is not the last pop culture museum we see in Scandinavia. I'm for sure look forward to find my own Gnags or maybe Gasoline Museum in Denmark soon.
Love that one. That's great. I can actually tell you an interesting thing when you're saying this. Just yesterday, I had a guy in the studio called Peter Vest from Denmark, and he had his own museum in the city of Sorø, south of Copenhagen, where he talks about and shows memorabilia for Danish, what we would call in Sweden, dance bands, like Vikingerne and that kind of thing. A museum like that is in Denmark and has been going for like 6 years now.
Oh, wonderful. So I go there and maybe he can tell me the story about my favorite song with Shubidua, There's a Dog Shit in My Garden. Maybe he has all the fun facts about that one. I'll go there.
Try to do that. I'm sure he would love you coming there.
Yeah, and I hope, and I guess that he can also tell me everything about Bamse and Svenne.
Yes, indeed.
Because, you know, living in Sweden, we have seen so much of the Danish popular culture coming over the borders also. So let's share pop memories. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I'm a great pop lover myself, Matthias, of all the good music and also, of course, ABBA here. And I want to ask you, how did yourself actually get in contact with all this music, especially ABBA? How did you feel for them when you start listening to them?
You know, growing up in Sweden in the 1970s, you couldn't avoid ABBA. In Swedish schools during the 70s, there was usually an hour each Friday where the pupils could do fun things like, you know, sing and play and dance and perform for each other. It was called the funny hour. Most pupils in Swedish schools during the 70s had that one. On the funny hour at my school, me and my friends used to perform as ABBA and do mimes to ABBA songs. That was a big activity for us, and obviously we saw ABBA when they won the Eurovision Song Contest in Brighton in 1974, and all of us could see that these were real international stars. And that was a great thing for Swedes at that time, because we haven't had any international stars in that sense before that. So it really, really inspired a lot of young Swedes and young people all over the world, we later recognized. So, you know, ABBA was all around you growing up in the 70s. And when I got the opportunity to take on this job as the CEO and the director of ABBA the Museum, it was a very, very easy thing to say yes to. I didn't hesitate a second. I just said yes on the spot, and and here we are. And people come from all over the world to listen to the songs, because the main attraction at the museum still is the songs. You know, they're timeless.
And also, just to ask you, when you got this job, what is your background? Have you been in music yourself or other museums, or how is that?
Well, I'm a music journalist by training. So I started out, I've worked with the Swedish radio and Swedish magazines, and I've been the head of the Swedish broadcasting radio, P3.
Oh, yeah.
So I have that background. I'm really interested in music, but directing a museum is also a lot about being interested in the business side of it all. Mm. And as you might know, ABBA has always meant business.
Yeah, indeed, because of so many things going around with all their hits and nowadays, who has they get the royalties still and all that business?
Yes. So, you know, the interest for timeless music, let's turn your head to the classic masters. So they've wrote some great melodies.
Yeah.
And ABBA is part of the great masters in popular culture. So the songs are timeless. And people ask me, so, well, when all the ABBA fans die, will die out, will people come to the museum? I say, will ABBA fans die out? Have Mozart fans and Beethoven fans died out?
Ah. No, there's still a few about.
Yeah. Oh, that's... So I think it's, great songs will have a continuous possibility to attract new listeners and new fans.
And how is it for young people coming to the museum? Have you seen their faces when they walk around with their mom and dads and everything?
Yeah, and for them, you know, many young people recognize the ABBA songs from the Mamma Mia, the musical, and Mamma Mia, the film, which consists of 20-plus ABBA songs.
Yeah.
So many have heard the songs. However, many of the younger generation do not connect to Dancing Queen and Chiquitita and Mamma Mia and all the beautiful songs to a pop group named ABBA.
No.
Because you have to keep in mind, ABBA hasn't been around since 1982. So it's more than 30 years since they split up. And obviously, for people born in the 80s and 90s, it's hard for them to have memories of ABBA. But when they come and realize that, wow, that song I heard in the Mamma Mia movie, it's actually connected to a real group, and they were around, and they were world famous. That's one part that we see. And another thing we see is that since ABBA was mainly around in the 1970s, a lot of the stuff in the museum is 1970 memorabilia. So it's also a trip down memory lane in European 1970s cultural heritage. So, for example, when the younger generation come to our museum and see that we have phones, you know, telephones that we had in the 70s with this round thing on
yes,
that
I
you
know.
Stick your finger in
yeah.
to dial the numbers, just get mind blown and ask, well, did it take 2 minutes to dial a number? Did you do that? Where there were actually a cord between the phone and the headset? Wow.
Now they just take the picture with their iPhone and get it home and bring it out on their thing there.
Yeah.
I just come to think about, Matthias, also maybe some of the youngsters will remember some of the songs from the CD, The ABBA Generation with 18s in 1999.
Absolutely. So, and you hear ABBA songs, they're still played on radio and they're still highly downloaded on internet and so forth. So I'm not, you know, as I mentioned before, great songs have a great opportunity to live on forever. And amongst the approximately 100 ABBA songs that is recorded and produced, so many of them has that quality that they will live on forever. So I'm not afraid. I think there's a bigger possibility that the ABBA legacy will grow and grow and grow each year because the songs are so great.
Yeah, indeed. And it's so nice now when you got the museum there and people can come in and look at all the things. And I just want to ask you also, because you said people can sing and dance at the museum. How does that work out? What can they experience for that?
ABBA the Museum is a highly interactive museum. So on your ticket, each ticket has a barcode. And the barcode is used for to scan yourself into the museum. And at the same time you scan your ticket to get into the museum, a exclusive and private ABBA homepage is created in the internet cloud for you connected to your specific ticket. Then you enter the museum and you see all the memorabilia and you hear all the great songs and you also interact. There's quite a few stations for interactions down in the museum, and you use your ticket and scan it in each interactive station. And for example, you can enter a stage. On that stage, the ABBA members are in life-size 3D illusions.
Wow.
Between them, there is one microphone set for you, so you can grab that mic, sing and dance with the ABBA members. At the same time, you get recorded and filmed. So, and the film with you singing and dancing with ABBA lands on your ABBA homepage, and you can later share that experience and that film on social media, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram or whatever you like.
Fabulous!
So, highly interactive experience and. People tend to like that. Either they're hardcore ABBA fans or they just have danced to Mamma Mia on a late night party.
That's a really good thing. I'm sure many people love that to write to their friends and say, hey, see me, I just danced yesterday to the ABBA song Dancing
exactly,
Queen in the
exactly.
ABBA Museum.
So that's for sure what you call word of mouth marketing, right?
Indeed. Oh, it's really fantastic to hear, Matthias, how you can mix the old music, the old style, with completely up to date technology.
Yeah. And I hope that more museums and attractions around the world will use this. Obviously, there are a few still, but already, but there's still lots of space for attractions to do the same thing. I will look forward to do the same thing at the gasoline museum that hopefully soon open in Copenhagen.
I'll get that on for you. I'll push it on to some higher people. I'll do that, Matthias. And I just want to ask you before we end this lovely interview, how long did it actually take you and your good guys up there to get the museum going from the idea to the day you opened the big show?
So we actually set the museum up in 10 months' time, and it's an awfully short time to set up a full museum. But it was also good for us because it forced us to really think out of the box and to create some new way of presenting pop memorabilia that hasn't been around before. So that in mind, and also the fact that none of us has ever worked with museums before, probably added to the success. But we all have to keep in mind that the main success here is those 100 ABBA songs, because that is the reason why people come to ABBA the Museum in Stockholm every day, all year around, because we have opened all year, all day, all year around. So please come visit whenever you're in Stockholm.
Indeed, indeed. And I just want to ask you, do you have yourself a favorite ABBA song that we also could play that you say that's one of your number ones?
Well, I have quite a few, and it changed from day to day. But I have to say that the first ever ABBA single is not the most well-known ABBA song, but it's probably one of the best. It's obviously my favorite right now. And the name of the song is People Need Love. And People Need Love was the first single that ABBA put out back in the early 70s. And listen to that one. Please listen to that one. And you hear that there is a world act So please listen to that one, and you will hear that that band will be a world success. You'll hear it already on the first single, People Need Love.
Fantastic. That's really good, Matthias. I can just also tell you that in one of our other interviews, we spoke to the ABBA tribute band going around all over Europe. And I suggested to them, to their manager, that they should soon put one of my favorites on their repertoire. That is the song called Our Last Summer.
Oh, wonderful.
I love that one. I think it's great.
Wonderful. There's so many songs still to experience for the one who has only heard Dancing Queen and Mamma Mia, so they're lucky.
Indeed. I just come to think about the name of the game, one of the other good ones.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, indeed. And I just wanted to ask you, Matthias, in the end, could you also please give us your website so people can go and see what's going on if they want to come to your museum?
Yeah, please come and visit abbathemuseum.com. Mm-hmm. Abbathemuseum, in one word, .com. Please come and visit, and I think you already there will get a sense of what it's all about. A highly interactive museum, where you can dance and sing and become the fifth member of ABBA for just a few hours.
That's a good one. And also, I just want to... I know you can't give us a complete explanation of this, but I just want to ask you, what do you think that is, from your opinion, made ABBA so, shall we say, well-known in the world that people nowadays love their music and their tone still?
Well, Björn and Benny of ABBA used to say, all and everything in the music business starts and ends with a song. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the question. That's the answer to your question.
Good job, one.
It starts and it ends with a song, and they have written some of the best songs. Period.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, that's really good, Matthias. It's give us a good thing. And speaking about Bjorn and Benny, have the ABBA members been to the museum and spoken to you what they think?
So Formerly, I'm the CEO of the museum, and the chairman of the board of the museum is Björn Ulvaeus of ABBA. So he's actually my boss. So yes, he's deeply involved in the work of the museum. And the other three members has all been there. Frida has been there, Agneta has been there, Benny has been there quite a few times. And they have approved. And that's the that's actually a simple rule for the ABBA brand. They live in total democracy. So if all four of them say yes, it's a yes. For example, to build a museum, all of them have to say yes. If one say no, it's a no.
That's good.
They have all approved. They have also been kind to offer some memorabilia to be shown on display at the museum. So we're so happy for their involvement. And actually, it's one of the main reasons that the museum is a success, that the four members has really laid their hand over it also. So we're so happy for that.
So, Matthias, I just want to give the warmest things to say to all our people, all our good listeners. If they want to come and visit the museum, please do. I've got a good idea of maybe I want to take the trip to Stockholm soon to see the museum.
You're welcome. And please inform me before so I can come and picture you when you're on the stage singing and dancing with ABBA.
Thank you ever so much, Matthias. I remember that. And I want to wish you all the very best and thank you for a wonderful chat.
Wonderful. You have a great day and speak to you soon again.